Still talking about co-venture, looking at the economics of that and the power of leverage. And, you know, most companies, I would say the majority of them, won't drill some of these expensive wells at 100%. You need partners in there. And even on big developments, you need partners. It's a huge capital expense, and so you need to look and see, you know, what kind of partner do we want? When do we bring them in? And that's a key thing to look at. When do you bring them in? And we're going to look at a few of these. So just some of the terms we talk about leverage. Leverage is to enhance or supplement, as in using other people's money to enhance a project. And a lot of times that's what we're going to end up doing is a lot of companies will go into a project, they'll negotiate, they'll get a contract, and they'll have it 100%. And then what they'll want to do is at a certain point in time, you'll want to sell down some of that and help fund some of your project too. And so there's a certain point in time where you want to sell down. And then sometimes you can even save some additional interest there and sell down again. So sometimes you can do one time, two times, and really enhance your economics with that. But that's one thing. This is leveraging it. De-risking, when we talk about de-risking, that's the reduction in probability of failure. And that's usually done by getting some additional information, maybe shooting some seismic. Drilling a well will de-risk a prospect. So there's different ways, different things you can do to increase your certainty and decrease your probability of failure.